Good morning, and I, in advance, apologize for my voice. I keep prescription drugs on hand for when my voice does this, and normally I take them, they work, and it's not a big deal, but today they're not working that well. So I apologize for that. I hope I'm going to be able to talk through the show, but I don't know right now if I'm going to. So I may actually have a show where I have to rely on you to do the show today, unless things improve. So anyway, again, apologize for that. All right, let's get started on what's going on in Washington right now. There's a big head fake going on. Everybody's involved in it right now. Now, what is going on right now is that the GOP is still in charge of Congress. And the GOP and Trump, I don't mean to sound cynical here, but this is what's going on. I'm just going to lay it out for you. It's not a criticism of Trump. This is just I'm telling you what's going on in our country right now. The GOP is still in charge of Congress. And the GOP and Trump are counting on that Americans don't know that. That they saw the results of the midterm elections and don't fully maybe realize that the Democrats don't get sworn in until January. And so what the GOP is doing is going on vacation to avoid having to fund a border wall. This is your Republican leadership as bad as the Democrats. Here's Fox News reporting this. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute, all I'm seeing is Trump on television arguing with the Democrats about why they won't build a wall. Well, folks, right, yeah, and they won't. They'll shut down the government over it next year when they're in charge. They're not in charge right now. We have time before the end of the year to fund a wall. The GOP leadership in Congress is trying to make sure you don't realize that. And so they're running off with the government unfunded. Take a vacation. Nice vacation. Till the 19th. They're out of session. They could be funding a border wall, building a border wall. They could be doing all of that stuff. Democrats wouldn't be able to stop them in the next session because they don't have the Senate. So they got a problem. And so they got to keep you from figuring out that they are the ones stopping Trump's wall right now. I wish I could tell you a different story. And Donald Trump intrinsically understands. I'm just giving you the political background here. Donald Trump intrinsically understands that he will get nowhere by bashing his own party for not building the wall. What's he going to get for that? They're not going to build the wall. They want open borders. They want disease and terrorists pouring in here because along with it, the corporations that fund them get the tax avoidance scheme. The largest donor to Congress is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Never forget that. $43 million in the last cycle alone. They want the cheap labor because it is a tax avoidance scheme for them. You get the illegals in here, you have to pay them the same wage as Americans. They don't work for less. But you don't have to pay payroll taxes. Regulations don't apply because they're working under the table. You don't have to have the insurance coverage, all that stuff that you normally would have to have. And so this is a big tax avoidance scheme. And the Republicans do not care how many seven-year-old girls die at the border. Like just happened. They don't. They do not care. I am not exaggerating. They are that cynical. They're practically psychopathic. This is your GOP leadership. So with that in mind, listen to this news report so that you'll understand what's going on. From Fox.
Lawmakers are giving themselves just 3 working days to avoid a government shutdown. Congress is out on a nice little break until Wednesday, leaving very little time to come up with a deal.
Jillian Turner is live in Washington with the latest on the fight for border funding.
President Trump's holding his ground, insisting he won't be deterred from his pursuit of the wall after his Wednesday Oval Office meeting with Democratic leadership.
We need border security. Whatever it takes to get border security, I will do it. I pledged that a long time ago, and I will pledge it always.
The president's Border Patrol chief chiming in on Fox News yesterday in support of her boss.
We certainly do need a wall. If you talk to any Border Patrol agent, they will tell you that. This is something that we've been doing for the last 30 years. We have identified across the entire Southwest border areas that wall makes sense, and I have prioritized that based on the operational requirements from my field leadership.
Now, lawmakers in the House and Senate need to pass 7 spending bills to keep the government open past next Friday, December 21st. But the House has now left town. They don't plan to meet again until the evening of Wednesday, the 19th, meaning when they come back, they'll have just...
Sorry, that got cut off. Just 2 days. Just 2 days. So the reason they are doing this right now is so that when they come back, they can say, oh, we are so sorry. Time has run out to build a wall. We hate that. We just couldn't get a deal. They've had 2 years to do a deal, folks. Okay? And I am going to take the rare, very rare occasion of defending the Democrats here. This never happens on this show because they're always guilty. But when they're right, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like it is. You do what you like with the information. This is Kevin McCarthy, your new minority leader. And what Kevin McCarthy has watched is Paul Ryan have a very low approval rating because he's seen his function in Congress is primarily to help the Democrats and undermine Trump and his own party at every turn. And so Kevin McCarthy does not want to be tarred like and hated in his party like Kevin, like Paul Ryan, but he still serves the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He was their first choice, actually, to take the speakership when Paul Ryan took it. But then, remember, he had the affair with the other married Congress member, Renee Elmers, and the department, the deep state leaked it. And so they had to do away with him and put Ryan in. So McCarthy is their guy. This is him trying to fool you. This is him arguing with the Democrats on the floor. He had a huge argument yesterday. We got a fund in the wall and you guys are standing in our way. That's a lie. But they're actually doing is going on vacation to avoid funding the law, the wall. The Democrat is right here. McCarthy's lying. And McCarthy, again, is the now the head of the GOP in the House.
And the reason that the population has changed so much.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong one there. Let me. Here we go.
You know what the solution is? Sit down with us and come to a compromise. Not that it's your way or no way.
Okay, that's McCarthy. So McCarthy is counting on that you don't know that the Democrats are not in charge. They do not need the Democrats to sit down with them to come up with a compromise on the wall in order to get it. They don't need that. They own the House and the Senate. And by the way, there are the votes in the House to pass the wall. Paul Ryan will not bring it up for a vote. That is why it will not pass. So here's the Democrat trying to defend himself, and he's right.
These are bills that are your bills that we compromised on, and we are prepared to vote for 99%. 99%.
Yeah, so McCarthy's lying there. And now they're going on vacation to avoid funding the wall. But Trump is already looking ahead. He's battling Nancy and Chuck, who will be sworn in next year. Folks, this is why 7-year-old girls are dying on a border. Blame one person right there. Kevin McCarthy and Paul Ryan. Two names you need to know. That's why. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I am sorry about my voice, folks. All I can do is apologize. Texter writes, Tara, love that you call out who is right, whether it is the Democrat or the Republican. Not even Rush will do that. That's why I have respect for you. Well, thank you. And I love Rush. He's my favorite talk show host. I think Rush is awesome. But thank you. No, I just did the last segment. I mean, the Republicans are lying right now. The Democrat was telling the truth. If that happens, I'll tell you. Doesn't happen much. What the Republicans have done is orchestrated a vacation, a last-minute vacation. They won't be back till the 19th, so as to run out the clock on funding the border wall. They will only have 2 days when they get back to save the government from going into shutdown. Who gets the blame if the government shuts down? It's not the Republicans. It's Trump. And what they're all counting on, the Republicans are counting on in Congress, is that you don't know that the vast majority of Americans, this is probably true, don't know that the Republicans are still in charge. So they can accomplish their goal of not funding the wall and hope to blame Democrats for it so they'll fool their constituents. It's brilliant. The new Democrat Congress does not take office until January. And so what the Republicans are doing, we could have easily in this time since the midterms passed a border wall funding bill. In fact, there are the votes for it. But Paul Ryan won't allow it to come up for a vote. He won't allow anything that would work to stop illegal immigration to come up for a vote. And so the Republicans are on vacation. Now, you're watching Trump on TV, and he's blaming the lack of a wall on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And he's right. They will take the Republican Party's place in leadership in the House in the new year, and they will take the Republican Party's place in standing in the way of the wall against the will of the majority of the American people. But right now, they're not in charge. And Trump knows, I mean, he can't go after his own party for not building the wall because the Democrats would just say, look, your own party won't build the wall. It's not the whole party, it's the leadership. So Trump is already focusing on Pelosi and Schumer and running them through the ringer. But they're not, well, I mean, I can't blame Chuck and Nancy. Not yet. I will in January. Will in February. Because that'll be accurate. But right now, it's not their fault. And that's the Republican parties. They have had two damn years to do this. Trump begged them in January. And you know what breaks my heart? Did you see this? I have a seven-year-old, folks. I was in tears reading this morning. It's only the latest. This happens all the time on the border. I've played you the audio before. These children are sold to cartels by their parents who have six, seven, eight, nine. They don't have birth control. They can't afford it. And they are used to get across our border. She died 3 days of dehydration. She died in the custody of Border Patrol. She's with her father. Well, a guy claiming to be her father. Who the heck knows? Hadn't fed her or given her water for 3 days. A human body shuts down. And she did. She died. Border Patrol took the family unit into, the alleged family unit, we don't know, into custody. She'd already been so dehydrated, it's too late. She went to shock and died. Damn them for that. Damn them for that. Do you know why she was on the border? I'm not going to blame Chuck and Nancy, not their fault. I will blame the liberal judges who made the ruling that has killed so many children. I played you the audio. You know, I'll pull it back up for later in the show of what it's like for a Border Patrol agent to watch a nine-year-old all alone, no parents, abandoned at the border, go into shock and convulsions and die in front of them. Because he was used by the cartels and the drug smugglers to get another family across the border and then dumped. That is on Paul Ryan's soul, and I hope to God that he has to answer for it someday. I am this pissed, folks. Why was that seven-year-old on this border? Let me tell you why, because the media will not. This is why. The number of family units and unaccompanied minors have surged in recent years. Adults used to come alone. They'd send for the kids later. Not anymore. Why? Because they are treated differently than individual migrants. Why? That was an Obama executive order. It was an Obama executive order. And then the courts backed it up in an addendum to the Flores unit, the ruling. What it said was arrested individuals are usually detained until they can be deported. We keep them locked up till they can be deported. But if you come over with a kid, any kid, buy one. Say it's a family member, doesn't matter if it actually is. And this is why smugglers are selling children. And they end up dumped on the border by the thousands. This is why they don't bother to give them water. They don't bother to give them food. I mean, as a mother of a seven-year-old, all I can see is him out in that desert. That's all I can see. It just breaks my heart. This was a human being. This is not funny. And what happened was, if you come over as an individual, which they used to, they detain you till they deport. But because of a liberal judge's ruling, the 2015 court order and Obama's executive order, which Trump tried to overturn when he ended catch and release, but the court stopped him. If you come over with a child and say you're a family unit, after 20 days, they got to let you all go. That's why you need a kid. That's why she died. Trump begged them in June to fix this. He begged them. It was one of the things. They wouldn't. And now, literally, the irony, they're flying their slick shoes right out of Washington, those jerks. Well, a seven-year-old girl is dying of convulsions because she's used to get across the border so their buds at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce can continue with their illegal immigrant tax evasion scheme and the Democrats can get votes. I've never felt so cynical in my life, and I don't blame the Democrats. They haven't been in charge for the last 2 years. Yeah, they put a lot of this in motion. Yeah, this is on Obama's soul, too. And I hope he has to answer for it when he goes into eternity, this little girl. And the nine-year-old, I'll play the audio again of what it's like for a Border Patrol agent to watch a nine-year-old die because he was used to get across this border by the Washington elite. And because Paul Ryan wouldn't fix it and Kevin McCarthy wouldn't fix it. And shame on him for standing up there while that little girl was dying and lying to you. Shame on him. Shame on him. Let me play it again. This is your GOP leadership, and I put that in parentheses. This is Kevin McCarthy yesterday. The gall to blame the Democrats because we don't have border wall funding and there might be a shutdown when the GOP is still in charge and the Democrats won't be in charge until next year. Listen to him lie to you. Heck, he's worse than Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan at least didn't lie to you. He just did nothing. Kevin McCarthy's trying to make you think he's fighting for border security. He's on the floor blaming the Democrats for this while that little girl was dying.
You know what the solution is? Sit down with us and come to a compromise. Not that it's your way or no way.
These
They don't need Democrat votes. They don't need compromise. They got the House. Trump's begged them to pass these bills to fix these legal rulings. Since June, they won't do it. Now listen to McCarthy. Now listen, so that was McCarthy. This is the Democrat defending himself. The Democrat is right. It is McCarthy, the Republican, who is lying to you here.
Our bills that are your bills that we compromised on, and we are prepared to vote for 99%. 99%.
Sickening. Oh, by the way, the media will blame Trump for the little girl's death. This is beginning to go viral right now. I'm watching it on social media. Never knowing it was the Democrat policies, the liberal judges ruling, and the Republican leadership's failure that killed her. It wasn't Border Patrol. They had nothing to do with it. It was Trump. They tried to save her after the man who claims to be her father, who's probably lying, did not give her food or water for days. I just, I'm so disgusted. Do you realize there's just, and I apologize again for my voice, 11 days until Christmas? Can you believe that this year has gone so fast? Are you done with your Christmas shopping? Yeah, well, if you don't know what to get for the last people on your list, don't worry. New study. Oh, this is so true. People will forget the majority of the gifts you give them. Yep, according to a new survey, people have already forgotten more than half of the presents they got for Christmas just last year. And if you think about it, it is hard to remember everything you got. The survey also found we get 3 or 4 gifts every year that we absolutely don't want. 1/3 of us hold it against the person who gave us those bad presents. That's not nice. Well, here's one, folks. Guarantee will not be forgotten. Have you seen what the hottest gift, the hottest toy gift of this Christmas season is this year? Have you seen this? I saw this and I went, oh, I know why it's hot. I totally do, because I have kids in this age category. Are you ready for this? The Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn. Wait, what? If you're not familiar, it's a $50 unicorn doll that poops glittery slime out of its heart-shaped rear-end hole. I'm going to let you process that for a minute. You suddenly tickle me, Elmo. Looks downright sophisticated. I threw ours away. I couldn't take that thing. Oh, it was annoying. Yeah, it just disappeared one day. It's a big mystery. Kids still don't know where it went. I bought it and then I killed it. Well, this is the hottest toy. Okay, if you have, excuse me, I apologize for my voice. If you have kids of the elementary age, I've got a whole pack of them. The hottest thing right now is slime. It is so hot. My daughter wants to give all her friends slime for Christmas. She wants to make it and give it to them in back. If you do not have slime right now, you're not cool. And there's kids who bring all this slime into school, right? Now, if you have glitter slime, oh my gosh. It's for girls. Anyway, the boys don't do the glitter slime. If you have glitter slime, you are the coolest thing going. My daughter must always have glitter slime with her. I make her earn it with chores around the house. You know me and child labor, right? I got a lot to do. I don't have a lot of time. I'll exploit whatever loopholes I can find. So, glitter slime. Nothing like it. Now, you got a unicorn that poops glitter slime. You are the hottest thing going in elementary school. You are. So it's a $50 unicorn doll that poops glittery slime out of its rear end. Anyway, if you do get it for your child, this is according to the New York Post, they say be careful. The glitter poop can become hard to clean if you let it sit too long. And if you let it harden inside the unicorn, just warning to parents, you may have to perform a toothpick colonoscopy to clear up the glitter slime unicorn poop constipation. So last minute, and you don't know what to get the grandkids, particularly girls of elementary age, just go for the glitter slime pooping unicorn. And there you go. It'll be remembered forever. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. You can only laugh, folks. You can only laugh. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line and see what's going on here. Texter writes, Terry, I have the same crud as you. I feel terrible. Hang in there. Well, you probably do. Do you know they just did a survey of like flu and cold? Like how many people have it per capita? Guess what state's number one in the nation right now? Yep, South Carolina. So we're the sickest people in the nation, so I guess I'm just doing my part. But I hope you feel better. I do. Texter writes, Tara, how long was that little girl locked in a holding cell before she died? The Border Patrol says 7-year-old girl has died. 8 hours. The family told the Border Patrol they had not given, well, the people claiming to be the family, they probably bought her from the smuggler. That's what they do. Because if you have a kid, they can't, they have to let you go after 20 days. So they're using children as a means to get across the border and dumping many of them at the border. They had not fed or given her water for 3 days. They were just, they didn't care if she lived and died, folks. Let's not kid ourselves. Unfortunately, Trump's going to get tarred with this. I mean, this is literally child abuse that we are allowing to go on our border. It is disgusting. And again, if you're wondering, wait, why do these illegals have to have a child? Now, they used to come over alone. Remember that changed the Obama era when he did the executive order that said you have to treat children differently. Trump tried to overturn that along with catch and release. The courts blocked him, which is why we're seeing the highest ever number now. We are seeing record numbers of illegals coming over. Trump's hands are completely tied. The only people who can untie it is Congress, because judges did it. And they refused. They just went on vacation. Yeah, they're on vacation. Not the Democrats. They haven't taken office yet. You can't blame them. This is the Republicans. Take a listen to what they're doing. And again, for those of you who want to understand why the girl was on the board, do you realize that they will charge you, these human smugglers, a quarter of what they charge everybody else if you have a kid? Any kid, doesn't matter. Because if you come across with a kid and you claim you're a family unit, they can only detain you for 20 days. So what happens is they're forced to release you, and then people just disappear into the country. Whereas if you come over alone, they will detain you now until you are deported. Here's Kevin McAlanine. He is the head of the commissioner for the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, explaining this.
And the reason that the population has changed so much from single adults to families and children is the awareness and recognition actually being advertised by smugglers who start this at a retail level, almost like a travel agency in communities in Central America, saying if you bring a child with you, you will be released if you cross the border illegally, and you'll be allowed to stay in the United States. And so that is the phenomenon that we're seeing is a direct response to our gaps in our legal framework that don't allow.
Yep. There you go. That's what caused this. All right, coming up on the show, ladies, what did you get for your 8th wedding anniversary? I bet it wasn't a $200,000 Lamborghini. Yeah, well, the wife of the pastor of Relentless Church got that, and he put it online, and that sparked what is now a national reaction. This has gone viral. With tears, megachurch pastor from Greenville, John Gray, defends the $200,000 Lamborghini anniversary gift to his wife. You buying this? We'll have it up next. All right, so Pastor John Gray answering a question I had yesterday. Gave his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini, posted the video of it online. Folks went nuts. I said yesterday this would go national. It has. It's in USA Today. He is a megachurch pastor from here in Greenville. And this Relentless Church really is relentlessly amazing in terms of its size. Membership of 22,000 in a place the size of the Upstate, that's a pretty big deal. In fact, did you know there are only 40 churches across the U.S. that had more than 10,000 worshipers? So, I mean, this is nationally, this is a big deal, this church. This church is a big deal because of its size. It's huge. So he goes online and he says, I love my wife. I gave her a Lamborghini for our 8th anniversary. People freak out. So I was careful with this yesterday because, I said, listen, we did not know for sure yet if he got the money from, took it from church till, got it from his church salary, or he's got a lot of other things he does. He just signed a second book deal and he's in the 4th season of the Book of John Gray, his Oprah Winfrey Network reality TV show. He says he used, in this statement, he was in tears on Facebook. He did Facebook live session. He used that to pay for the gift. He said not 1 cent of his salary from the church or, money from the church was used to pay for the gift. Here's what he says. On he and his wife's honeymoon 8 years ago, they were so broke, they had to share a shrimp cocktail. I went, wow. No, wait a minute. That's not suffering. My husband and I always share shrimp cocktails. That must mean I'm broke. Wait a minute. If that's a sign of poverty, we have never ordered two separate shrimp cocktails. But anyway, his wife, Aventa Gray, defended her husband Sunday in her own Instagram post, saying he gave away cars and furniture as well as coats off his back in addition to tithing to the church. Pastor recently said that people in need, especially widows and veterans, should take money from the church donation baskets. Love to know what you think about this. I had an email yesterday to Tara at 1063WORD.com that was very interesting. Put this in a very interesting perspective. Coming from the Charlotte area, you cannot help but admire Billy Graham. Just an awesome guy who did so much good for the poor. Like, apparently, this guy, who a couple weeks ago, Pastor Gray, asked the poor to, single moms, people who needed it, he took up the collection and then asked them to come up and take the money if they needed it. But Billy Graham, a lot of people don't know this, died with a net worth of $25 million. He didn't have a flashy Lamborghini. And never got this kind of criticism before. So is the problem for a pastor? I'm just asking you. I'm not just question for you. Is the problem that a pastor is able to amass this kind of wealth? I'm sure Billy Graham died a lot wealthier than Pastor Gray with a $25 million net worth. So is the problem that they have amassed wealth, or is the problem that they spend the wealth on flashy things? Because either way, it doesn't look like the poor is getting it. Now, I understand somebody's going to call and bash me. Oh, they do a lot. Yeah, I know. My daughter and I actually did a gift box already this year for one of the Graham charities to send to poor kids in other countries. So I have given to those charities, and they do amazing things for the poor that we have documented here, including in some of the most dangerous places in the world. So don't take this the wrong way. The Grahams are amazing when it comes to what they've done and given to the poor. I'm not criticizing them. But what I'm saying is contrast the two. And what actually is the problem? Is it that pastors should never accumulate wealth? Or is it that it's okay for them to accumulate wealth if they're good at what they do, but it's not okay to spend it on flashy things? Or are you okay with this guy spending it on flashy things? I got to tell you what, I don't care. No, as long as he hasn't done anything illegal here or defrauded the church in any way, that would be a problem. You know what? He's had success in his own right. And is this a good marketing thing for him? I don't think so. But if it was the wrong move, the church will collapse. People will leave. And that's on him. So I don't know. Was it a smart move? No. What would Jesus say? I don't presume to speak for him. But tell me where I'm wrong. Love to hear from you. 800-347-1063.